All right. We're back. You there, Wynn?
We're on the air,
Wynn.
Are we on the air?
Yeah, we're on the air. It's good to be back. It's our last Saturday show, folks, so if this doesn't do it for you, nothing will. The Don and Wynn Show, folks, welcome. It's Saturday.
Well, we can't sing Cat Stevens' song anymore, can we?
The who?
Cat Stevens.
Who's that?
You don't know who Cat Stevens is?
No. Are you in the hallway?
I am. Do you remember Ooh Baby It's a Wild World?
Nope.
Before your time?
Nope.
Oh, baby, it's a wild world.
I don't think I want to remember it.
Oh, that's just my singing you don't like.
Is that it?
Yep. Well.
Well, folks, this is our last Saturday. We've been doing the show for several years now at this time slot, and we're going to be moving over to Station 2 on Thursdays at 8 p.m.
I think we need to get emails from people saying they like the show to decide if we should continue doing it.
We probably shouldn't then. If we have to wait for them to tell us, then we probably shouldn't. So, folks, this might just be our last show.
You got to know that it's meaningful to do that.
Well, I don't think it is.
You don't think it's meaningful?
Well, I don't think so. No.
So what do we do it for?
Well, I do it because I thought you needed to get on the air and maybe have some kind of something on the other side of you. Just to keep you balanced. That's what I think.
Well, that's nice.
So I'm kind of doing the show for you and our audience, but more for you lately because you need it worse than the audience.
I don't need it.
You need it. Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
You need something.
No, I don't. I'm fine. Now, listen, you can't speak for me. You can give your opinion, but you don't know what's true for me.
I, you know, that's true. What's true for you is probably only true for you.
That's right. Now you can,
oh, absolutely. I would have to say that absolutely could be correct.
You can take a guess as to what's true for me, and I can take a guess as to what's true for you, but ultimately, you know, no one can be sure about what's true for somebody. So when you say that,
oh, so all these channelings and all these psychic seers and everybody, they ultimately can't tell you what's true. They're guessing all the time, right?
All these psychics and all this channeling can't tell you what's true.
For you, and yet you're constantly, I know you. You're looking for information, answers, outside of yourself. You always have.
That's not true.
Yeah, no, it is.
That's all right.
Actually, that's the way I see it. And it seems to be apparent,
You know what?
You're not a parent, are you?
No, I'm not a parent.
Yeah, that might just help you out. I would say get out there, knock up the first woman you see, and, you know, your life might change for the better.
Is that what you did?
No, but I would recommend it for you.
No, I'm not looking for a woman to knock off.
You're not looking for a woman?
No, I have one.
So. You've got a couple of them, an X and a Y.
Not really.
Not really, no?
I'm not going to try to explain that.
Explain what?
Anything.
Anything about what?
Ice is an Oreo cookie.
It is. Just look at our election.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think Emeril said it best.
Who?
Emeril.
Who?
Emeril.
Emerald?
Emeril.
Emeril?
Yeah, kind of like emo.
Who's Emeril?
Emerald? What is an emerald?
Oh, Emerald. Emerald?
Emeril.
Like a green jewel, correct?
No. No, that's not correct, Wynn.
Hmm.
That's not correct.
I'm still not hearing you then.
Yeah, I know. That's been the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just emphasizing and accentuating that.
What?
All things. I'm the great accentuator.
Mm-hmm.
Stick me in a mix. Oh, no. Then it really gets mixed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I would agree. I would say we probably, you know, this should be our last show. Only because you're right. I mean, if you know, I thought we wanted to do this because we wanted to do it. But if we're waiting to see if we have an audience or if somebody else wants to do it or we don't want to do it or who's doing who, right? Or the who. Then we probably shouldn't do another show.
Well, you know what? I'm doing a lot of things.
You are. You're too busy.
That I want.
You've
to
always shown that on the air. You've shown that you've been too busy to pay attention to the network, to the people, to the listeners, to yourself. You're too busy to pay attention to yourself. I'm not going to let you talk too much this show. I got to get some things off my chest.
Okay.
All right? You just sit back and swallow it. Take a little crow.
Well, you know what? If you're going to talk, you have to give me the opportunity to respond.
Well, yeah, last, or when the show's over.
No. I want to respond publicly. Because if you're talking about your ideas with me, then they may or may not be correct. And not, if they are,
I was worried about correctness, aren't you?
Well, you know what? If you're putting something out.
You know that last girlfriend you had, what was her name?
I'm not talking about that.
What was that girl's name?
Not talking
It'll
about it.
It'll lead back into this. See, you don't even give it a chance. You're so obstinate and abstinent that when somebody says something that hits your wall, which you got a ton of them, boy, then it hits your wall and it closes down all forms of communication.
Now, there you go, talking about me again.
I didn't say I'd let you talk yet.
Well, you know what? John, you can't say things about me that are true.
Oh, I can't?
Because
if they were true, it would be just, no, we can't do that. You're right.
What was I thinking, man? You have to say it looks to you. This is how it looks to me, Don Newsom. Okay?
Don't get so caught up in the verbiage and usage and semantics of it all. I think really, honestly, you get trapped into all that.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that's better.
And we know that just by the very way you say human in Houston.
We're here talking, and verbiage is what we're using. So therefore, if we're going to be talking and representing ourselves through certain verbiage, then it should be as accurate as possible. Because we're influencing other people by our quote-unquote verbiage.
You actually worry about that now? I mean, you've relegated, since this show hasn't gone the way you've wanted to, you've relegated into your moronic kind of hour. To the 1 hour that, hey, since it doesn't make sense to you, since you, it's not talking about you and your topics, you've relegated it to a show that makes no sense. It's kind of, I've had to take it with humor, I've tried. But it's now kind of like your moronic weekly hour, which you even told me so on a conversation once. You said, you know, I mean, it's gotten so lame and I don't feel it. And then after you're done singing, you know, it really comes back to you again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it usually does, doesn't it? Or at least you see that it does.
You're giving your opinion, okay?
I am giving my opinion.
Just,
you know, I mean, I thought it was a pretty good show, but when it doesn't go your way, and somebody starts being pointed as far as channeling, or my views are totally opposite, well, you pointed out, oh, well, the views and the opinions and the truth and the... And then when you get done, you know, like it's some sort of war going on, you've relegated... You know, that nobody learns anything from this because somehow it's not tied into X and Y, your past. And since they're not learning anything, you somehow think that this should be stupid hour.
Well, you have to keep in mind.
No, I've kept a lot in mind.
You know, sometimes you come onto the show, and you're not able to be very focused. I mean, you've been, you know, now, you've been doing things that keep you unfocused.
Like?
Well, if you tell me you're doing this, and it sounds like it, like maybe you've had a couple of beers before during the show.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I have a lot. Sometimes I have none. It just depends.
When you've done that, I have a hard time having a straight conversation with you about anything. So I just decided I'm going to do the best I can. I'll just work with it the way it is, and how it comes out is how it comes out.
So this comes back to my dysfunction, huh?
No.
Don's drinking so much on so many shows, so he just doesn't quite connect with me, that it's now, you know, you don't give a crap?
It's just
because
a
somehow this show has taken a turn, and I'll tell you, it's almost like you and your mindset have relegated it to something that is inconsequential.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And as such, that's the energy and flavor you've given off a lot of times.
Well, many times I've tried to do this show.
So now it's many times. Good. Keep going. That's good. You're starting. You're on a roll.
From different angles, trying to figure out what's the angle that there's going to be a flow. Now, when we started doing the show, we had a number of really good shows, I thought, at the very beginning. And then we kind of lost it. And that's okay. It just is what it is. But, you know, a lot of times I said, well, we should change this or we should try this. And you would tell me, people are liking what we're doing. And that's what people...
I said that once, and you went nuts, like all of a sudden that's what we had to do. You do that with your books and your past and your girlfriends. As soon as you catch on to something, you stick it in your rear, and you hold on to it for dear life. Mm-hmm. You don't let it go. You can't move from one thing to the next. It's just like somehow things get fixated into you. Mm-hmm. And that's the way it is. Oh, it is. And then all of a sudden you get the mindset that it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It, to me, I don't know. I don't agree. And, you know, I don't agree with a lot of things.
Well, let me repeat. You are giving your opinion about something.
I know. It always, see, it's all, I get it. We all get that. You don't need to tell me that I'm giving my opinion or somehow I need to be discerning or somehow. It's repetitive. It's boring.
Me saying, Don, you don't have a life. You just sit at BBS all day. You work from morning till night. And, you know, it's like, why don't you get a life and enjoy yourself? Now, maybe you do have a life. I don't know. But it's like, you know what? You're choosing to do your passion in the way you choose to do it. And I don't judge it. I'm choosing to do mine in the way that
you
I choose.
You say you don't judge it, but you've judged it. You've judged it. You've spoke on it. You've acted on it.
So the words
are kind of hollow.
What? Say that again?
So the words are hollow.
The words are hollow.
Hollow.
Hollow or hollow?
Hallow be thy name.
Uh-huh.
Well, now that I've given you a good smacking, I think we ought to open up the phones to callers. The numbers, folks, if you're tuning in from a personal website, or you're tuning in from somebody else's website, thebbsradio.com. Give us a call, 877-876-5227. I love 5227. And if you're in Canada, go to the website. It'll be there. Otherwise, you can call our direct line. And that's 530-876-3222. We'd love to hear from you. Right, Wynn? Back to you.
Yep. You're sounding good tonight, Don.
Oh, you like that? So.
You sound like a professional.
Well, thank you. I feel like a professional.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm all dressed up in a suit, got a bow tie on, snap on, and my hair's combed. I can feel it. I think they're calling the wrong number. If there's anybody out there who's trying to call in, you're probably calling the wrong number. You're calling my direct line.
Is somebody calling your line just now?
Yeah, that's my direct line going off. Luckily, I moved the phone into some back room. And that way it doesn't bother the show. Not as much. So anything, any last words?
Pardon me?
You have any last words?
Any last words?
You got a blanco.
No, I'm just listening, you know. You said you wanted to be the lead on this show, so I'm saying go ahead. But I'm just correcting when you're giving your perspective.
You didn't know when I stopped. I said, now that I've spanked you, now that I've spanked you, do you remember that statement?
I remember.
Or were
that.
You paying attention?
But earlier
didn't you think that that might have meant I'm done giving you a licking?
Well, first
or
of
not?
You're not giving me a licking.
You don't think I smacked you?
You're just talking.
I smacked you pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Well, fine. Okay.
I mean, admit it. You were whacked.
Mm-hmm.
You're. Did I pronounce that correctly? You do it.
Mm-hmm.
Close enough. For you. Close. So what have you been doing this week? How have you been? How are you feeling?
How am I feeling? I'm feeling fine.
Actually,
but I'm not reporting. So
you're feeling fine?
I'm not reporting, Don, because this is one of those days that whatever I say will be cast under the power of your, how would I say it?
Presence. Just say the right word. Presence.
Your satirical, I don't know the word. You know the word I mean.
Oppressing?
Well, your judgmental view of everything. Finding what's wrong. Finding, you know, how it should be. So, now, you know, many, many times on the show you say, Wayne, I love you. Wayne, I love you.
Hey, I love you. Doesn't mean I don't love you. But sometimes children should get a good, a good disciplining. Normally that's a talking to. If that doesn't work, you talk to them some more. Smacking to me is a good, you know, bring them down and bear it into them and let them repeat it. Hopefully they understood every word, and if they did, off they go.
Mm-hmm. Well.
So just consider this a disciplinary notice.
No, I don't accept that. You're not.
Well, it is what it is.
I don't give you that. Well, I mean, you know.
Okay, I'm going to stick that in my rear and just attach myself to it.
Yeah.
And keep perpetuating.
You may say what you want, but I'll receive it as I choose.
Well said. Well said, Wynn. Excellent. So how do you receive it?
As I choose. And it's none of your business unless I choose to share it.
Well, at least today you're feeling fine.
Mm-hmm.
We should give away one of your books to the first caller. If you're willing.
I don't think the person that would call us right now, that's in the frequency of the vibration that we're creating, would be the person that would want a book.
Right. I should have thought of that myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, when you're right,
a book,
you're a win.
A book has to come in on a frequency. It's a energy.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
A compilation.
Mm-hmm.
So have you heard from Ra?
I'm not talking about that.
We can't talk about Ra?
No, because it would be like throwing pearls before swine.
Thank you. Well, at least you've got a little bit of attitude backing your bone.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Joe Pearl's a swine, right?
That's what I said.
Yeah. Who said that first?
From quite a quoted statement.
By?
I think it's in the Bible.
Yeah, but who?
Jesus.
That's what I'm thinking. Why do you think he'd say that?
Why?
Why?
Because it's what he meant to say.
And what did he mean by it?
He meant that if something is that has a certain degree of sacredness to it, it can't be put in an environment where that sacredness is not received for its own value, because then it loses the essence of what it is.
And who determines what's sacred and what isn't? What deserves that kind of attention and what doesn't?
Well, I would say everyone has to decide that for themselves.
So some things actually are not deserving of pearls? Is that what you're saying? Ultimately? That's interesting.
Yeah,
why don't you explain that?
Something has to be matching the energy of something in order to receive it. And if it doesn't match the energy, no matter what you say, it doesn't receive it as it's given.
Aren't we all kind of slightly different in vibration?
Of course we are.
But we got to match each other.
No, we don't have to do anything.
Well, that's good to know. I don't think I can match your vibration, man. It's way too high.
I mean, it's there's a free will choice on all this stuff. So, and it just is what it is.
Yeah, I'd agree. Just is what it is, right? Didn't I hear that on like the Wizard of Oz or It or something like that?
What's that?
Oz.
Hmm?
It is what it is. Without the W.
I don't know where that's from, Don. Hey, we're not getting a bunch of callers in tonight, huh?
No, we're not. You sitting in a coffee shop?
No.
No, where are you?
I'm sitting in the living room.
In your living room?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you do keep this cell away from your head, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been worried about you.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I'm hearing about cell phones and the way you are, I got to tell you.
I am using a external headphone, so I'm fine.
When did you start putting that on?
For a long, long time.
Long to how long?
Plus, I have one of those things that transmutes the vibration of the cell phone. So I trust the headset more than that, but that's on the phone.
Right. Well, good.
John, let me ask you a question.
You can ask me a few of them.
Why,
it's your show.
Why are you trying to get me tonight? Are you releasing anger that you've held in?
No. No, actually I'm not.
You're not?
No.
I mean, do you feel that our last few shows were not good because of me?
Well, look, I'll tell you this. I think that, like I said, and I thought I stated it pretty clearly early, that your attitude bothers me. That's the bottom line. I mean, it bothers me to the point sometimes when your attitude, when it comes to getting on the air, and the way the show goes, and the way you feel about it, and the way that energy comes across, yeah, I'd have to say it does bother me. It bothers me only because I figured, you know, you're going to stand up with a lot more, maybe love, understanding, less win in the equation. You know? Maybe I thought because we were talking about different things besides you, that somehow, granted I was trying. But somehow, if we didn't always talk about you, we might be able to get a really great show going. But that didn't happen, did it? Because if once the center comes off you, then it's somehow the show isn't worthy any longer. Or if it disagrees with what you're thinking or how you feel, it's not worthy any longer. It's like, you know, do you shut people out of your life a lot? You know, I mean, do you?
Do I shut people out?
Do you shut people out? Have you kept, I mean, do you? A lot of people you meet, do they end up sticking around being friends, or do you shut them out?
I personally am not looking for.
Well,
I'm not looking for friends, Don. I have
friends. Oh, jeez.
The people.
Give me a break.
The people that are meant to stick.
Give me a break. Listen to me.
A second. People that are meant to stick, they stick. And if they don't stick, they don't stick. And I'm very.
See,
content.
That's a pretty cavalier, isolated kind of attitude. It's like, I'm an island and up yours.
No, it's not that at all.
Yeah, I think somehow that real true communication is love. Figures out a way to balance two very different energies and harmonize, be the middle energy that can connect them all, and yet can resonate with them all, can resonate with the lower and the higher energies. Doesn't omit anything, but takes it all in. It doesn't avoid, detach, separate, segregate, okay, and isolate.
You know what? You're absolutely right about taking it all in. That is correct. But what one chooses to connect with or involve oneself with, that is one's personal choice. And it's not up to you to tell me or me to tell you what either of us is supposed to be involved in. If everyone got involved in everything all the time, then I mean, what would your life be? It'd be a mess. So one chooses, picks and chooses, the people, the conversations, everything.
You think?
There has to be some scrutiny and discernment. Now, there doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
But that's my point of view on it.
Excellent point of view, Wynn.
Mm-hmm.
You think anyone's going to give us a call?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Say that again.
I said, do you think anyone's going to give us a call tonight?
Probably
or it's just
not.
Going to be you and I?
Probably you and I, Don.
Could you take more of that smacking?
Well, you can do whatever you want, and I'll just put my microphone on mute, and you can talk for the next half hour. Whatever you want.
Now, I'm just curious. Folks, if there's one listener out there that's going
to... I'm putting my microphone on mute. I'm turning it over to Don. And Don, I want you to spend the next half hour saying whatever you want to say about me.
So you don't
want
to prove it. Now remember, so what you're trying to do is not be a part of the show for the last 30 minutes of it? Is that what you're saying?
Here we go. Here's the Don Newsom with Wynn on mute.
Wow, what a relief, huh? You know, I got to tell you. Sometimes you get a break. I just got one. Now it's just you and me, folks. For a little while. You know, we're going to move over to Thursday at 8 p.m. Possibly. Maybe. I don't know. You know, the reason is, and I wouldn't hold your breath, folks. Honestly, I wouldn't hold your breath. Because if you find us over there at an 8 p.m. slot, you really want to follow us and listen to our antics and how the show's become and where we are at now. More power to you. Hey, I love to have at least one ear listening to me. Otherwise, you know, it's kind of like a tree falling in the forest. So as long as I got an audience of one, I'm good. If I got your ear, I'm in. But if I don't, then I'm going to close the show. You see, there's two reasons for this. One, Saturdays are way too difficult for me. I don't have the crew I need in on weekends, The management hasn't brought in they brought in enough. We've got enough people, but none of them are working the weekends, on Saturday especially, which has always been with just me. So it's difficult for me to do a show on Saturday. So we do have to move it. These Saturdays have been just too difficult for me, and I apologize to our audience. I wanted to make the transition a long time ago, but I just haven't, had the time to, make up my mind, actually. So now, we are looking to move to Thursdays at 8 p.m. Now, that's going to be dependent on Wynn. Wynn's going to have to write me a love note. Some kind of note that says, Don, I love you. I feel you. I love you. And if he starts getting really personal and, and it gets into a Dear John instead of a Dear Don note, then I'm going to be happy. But if it doesn't, then I'm afraid, folks, we're just going to have to cut the show off. The other reason I would have to say is we're probably, more than likely, end the show is because Wynn and I see things differently. I'm looking at it from the front end. Kind of like a front end loader. If you want a little loaded, I'll load it in you. He's kind of like a back end loader. If you need a little extra in the back end, he'll load it in you. Now, since we're loading two different things in two different directions, we're building two different piles. And somehow, that just, the thought of that just doesn't strike me as beneficial. First of all, I want his pile. And second of all, he wants my pile. And we're the only ones who want our piles. And that's all I got to say about that. Sometimes I don't even make sense to myself. And the other reason we're leaving this time slot is because there's some traveling I'm going to be doing on the weekends, and that's the best time for me to get away if we can get someone in on the weekends. So we do have, I have some meetings that I've lined up. I'll be in and out quite a bit. And if I can do it during the weekday, I can call right in, and one of our employees will be there to put the show on. So that's the other reason. So I do apologize, but Saturdays just have not been beneficial, and I just can't take Saturdays any longer. So we do need to move our show if we're going to have another show. But we love you. I love you. Granted, am I giving Wynn a mouthful or an earful? You bet. Yeah, I am. I'm giving him an earful only because I think once in a while it's nice for him to hear it. I think sometimes it's nice for him to get another opinion. Might not be a great opinion, might not be the right one, but it's another opinion. One that he might consider above and beyond his own. At least consider it for a while. But, I was anxious to give him a good spanking. He deserved it. And if you think I'm wrong, give me a call. 877-876-5227. If you don't, honestly, if you feel Wynn didn't deserve a good spanking, give us a call. If you felt he did deserve a good spanking, give us a call. And if you don't feel anything, give us a call. I think when the situation with Wynn is, he finds me obnoxious. That's probably the big thing. I've been quite obnoxious lately. And I think that's probably, and he probably attributes that to some form of, drinking. Right now, I haven't had a beer in, a long time. Hasn't been one today, yesterday, week, I don't know. So I like a cold beer. It's hot here. But he probably thinks I've been drinking. And the obnoxious portion of it is what gets him. And I agree. I am obnoxious. It's just the kind of guy I am. I can be very loving, very obnoxious, very angry, very happy, very joyful, and very extreme. You know, people are often saying we got to live a life of balance. Yeah, but can't we live it all? Can't we live? We got to feel those extremes, and then bring it into balance, and only walk that straight line. What does that mean? Isn't the fun in the extremes? All right, we got our first caller. Welcome to the program. You're on the Donna Wynn Show.
Hi there, it's Dominic again.
Well, hello, Dominic, my friend from the UK. Thank you for the letter, by the way, that you sent. I really appreciate that.
Yes, well, I'm very surprised to find out about this being the last program on Saturday, but, well, I suppose, you know, if you've got to do that, you have to.
Well, as Wynn would say, it is what it is.
Yes, and I look forward to the possibility of it being on Thursday as well.
I didn't really mean that. I wouldn't say that. What I would say is, you know, Dominic, I love the way you write into me, and I love what you've stated. You've always had great, great points to make, and you've been a faithful listener for a long time, and I've always loved communicating with you, my friend. Always.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Always.
Hey, Dominic?
Yeah?
Hey, how are you, Dominic?
Hi, Dominic.
I just want to comment that Don is being insincere. He tells that to everybody. He just loves
wonderful. You know, it's always lovely to hear Don intimidating someone.
But I love your, is that the Irish accent you've got?
Hey, could you repeat that again?
Is that Irish? I can't remember.
Oh.
You can't remember, Dominic?
I don't remember Dominic, but I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, that's part of the issue. That's part of why I keep smacking you, my friend. Do you get it? That's once in a while why I keep smacking you upside the head.
All right.
Sometimes Dominic, I'd like to come down there and punch you right in the head. Whack!
I'll leave it back to you and Don.
Is there a little X-ray on you can win his head?
I think he's pretty tall. I could smack him good, though. I mean, I'd probably have to take one of his legs out.
Dan, you have the permission to be offensive. I give it to you, and I'll just listen.
He's got a big remote. See, that's the thing, Dominic. He's got a big remote, and, you know, it's got such big buttons on. I like buttons.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got some red ones. He's got a couple green ones. He's got a yellow. It's a big remote. Sometimes I push three or four of the buttons at once, and you never know what's going to happen. Like now.
Hmm.
So, if any of you want to, you know, push these buttons, if you want to go ahead and push a couple of them, Dominic. Sorry. Yeah, I probably am having way too much fun today. Dominic?
Yes, I'm still here.
So welcome to the program.
Thank
you for calling in. Talk to us. What is your opinion on this?
Well, yeah. What kind of opinion?
Well, you always have such, I mean, honestly, you always have great advice. When you called in, you've made some extremely poignant, strong, and I think beautiful points.
Okay, I'm trying to think about them now. You know, it's like, I'm one of these people who people usually never listen to. They often.
They don't normally listen to you?
No. They might listen to me, but they, you know, they're probably kind of just.
Well, that's why you
whatever I said out of the window.
Do they? Well, then see, you're not wearing your pyrodome enough.
Just so that I get the phone line broke up just right now.
Are you wearing your pyrodome enough? Because if you...
I wear my pyrodome all the time. Well, not all the time, but I wear it every time I go outside, yeah.
So, and you're telling me if you talk to them with your pyrodome on your head...
Yeah.
They won't pay attention to you?
Well, they'll see that I have a pyrodome on my head or pyrodome on my head, and they'll ask me about my pyrodome. enough in what it does, but that's about it, really.
How's it make you feel?
Well, I feel mellow all the time when I wear it, so I'm really happy about wearing it.
Excellent. So you like mellow?
Yeah, I feel calm all the time, and I don't get so worn up by all the air pollution in central London.
Right.
And yeah. You want to try it on. You know, all these young people want to try it on, see what it does. And, unfortunately, the one I'm wearing is a bit broken on one of the sides, so I have to glue it together the other day because some person might hold it and break it by mistake.
Okay, is it, don't you weld it together? Don't you, I mean, it's...
Oh, I glue it with super glue.
Super glue, gotcha.
Yeah. Well, one of these days I'll get a new one.
Well, I actually, Fred, a long time ago, said he would send one down to me, and a gold one. Let me, try it out, what have you, but I never did get one.
Oh.
So I never had a chance to try it out. I mean, I've
it's
seen
it. It's an amazing device.
Yeah. I've seen
them. But, some people can immediately feel that something happening and they can't explain it. I've been wearing it 2 solid years now. I'm wearing it right now. I wear it a lot when I want to concentrate.
So it really works?
It does. And if I'm waking up with a bit of a headache, I'll just put it over my head or over my face while I'm lying down and it just relaxes my brain.
Does it work on, like, hangovers?
Well, I don't drink alcohol.
Oh. Wow.
It just never inspired me, really. Now, I've been drunk a few times, maybe about 20 years ago, but it just never interested me to...
So we'd have to go for a coffee sort of thing.
I drink coffee. Well, I drink 2 coffees a day. I go out to the cafe and have cappuccinos and...
Well, how do people like you live so healthy? I mean, it shocks me, considering, you know, I mean, I sit in front of a computer 16 hours a day, about 7 days a week for years. I mean, honestly, it's bizarre, I know. But I eat very little. I drink about 8-9 pots of coffee, because I don't drink anything else, except for beer. I like beer. I don't like water. I think if beer... kills any of the junk they might be putting in water or whatever's going to be in there. And I've done, lived in Europe and done a lot of traveling and I figure the Mexicans have it right, drink the beer.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the alcohol does work to kill it. So there's my excuse for being a beer drinking, son of a gun. But I don't have a belly. I mean, I'm in shape. I'm thin. I feel great. I breathe great. And yet I eat very little. I don't do anything special, and I certainly don't eat right. I eat meat. I eat prepackaged foods. I mic my food. I mic cold coffee. I am your picture boy for doing the unhealthy, and yet I feel as healthy, I promise you. And I have been checked out. I am healthy as an ox.
I'm pretty much healthy, but I'm not really as fit as I want to be.
I think it all comes down to the mind, because if we somehow need something outside ourselves that we can't somehow create within ourselves, then I lost the point. The point's eluding me somehow.
I hardly drink much water by itself at all. That's one thing I should be drinking more of. But I drink plenty of green tea.
Green tea? That makes
green
me
tea.
Sick. Green teas always make me feel ill.
Oh, well, I have green tea with brown rice. It takes some of the sharpness of the green tea. But I used to drink like 6 or 7 cups of instant coffee at home a day. And then I used to get acid reflux.
Really?
And I just had to give it up.
Wow, that's, yeah.
And so I just had two well-made cappuccinos a day instead, and I can have that. And I tried the Roux Bosch tea instead of coffee, and I couldn't tolerate that, but I found that green tea certainly worked well.
You know what I really like? I like that Mona V. The Mona V juice, I joined an MLM. Yeah, I really did. I folks I don't think were into MLMs at all. And I've been a part of some big ones in the past. Do I think much of them? Not at all. Do I join them? Nah. But this Mona V juice, I mean, somehow I've met some people that have been using it. It's remarkable. I mean, you got people with high blood pressure coming off of Coumadin using it. You've got people that are swearing it helps their joints, gives them energy. They're getting rid of these weird kind of depression feelings and all the other junk that you... I mean, honestly, even depression seems to be... Now, this is, from my understanding, because a lot of that's hearsay. Again, I'm hearing it, I'm saying it. But it seems to be remarkable for people working here, myself. I mean, that Mona V juice is beautiful. In fact, we opened our storefront. It's called The Bazaar. If you go to bbsradio.com/catalog, order it. Or join under us. I mean, we're going to keep promoting it, and we're going to keep signing people up because we love it. It's working.
Yeah.
And if you believe in something, you know, and we haven't even started. We just joined about a month ago, and I got my, my first auto ship order because I was just, you know, doing a different way, buying it singularly. But I'm telling you, my family's drinking it. They love it. The hemp oil and Mona V seem to be, I mean, if you want to be healthy, those two seem, and a good multivitamin with trace minerals.
Yes, I just checked it afford all these things.
It's really not that expensive.
I know. Even though it's not expensive, I have the same minimal amount of money. Because, you know, it's not a particularly really happy situation I am financially.
I can't
earn anything, and I'm in a situation where I can only have a certain amount of money from the government.
Right.
And I'm not allowed to kind of earn unless I can kind of jump into this.
Now, Dominic, I've seen a picture of you.
Oh, you
I got
yes,
that.
Yes, of course.
And you're one hell of a great-looking guy.
Okay. Yeah, well...
I mean, you know that, right? You're a great-looking guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you're magnetically attractive, and, I mean, I'm sure women think, wow, what a hunk, right? I think so.
No, it probably do, but it don't tell me.
So, I mean, you look so, I guess you would say, vibrant, youthful, healthy.
They probably all think I'm completely nothing weird. Well, I'm wondering if my radium pyramid headgear on, and you know, if I don't wear that, nobody actually talks to me at all. But
no?
I'll get about 4 times a day people coming up to me to ask me about it. And there's some really wonderful, cute ladies coming up to me asking me about it too, and that.
So it's a great, yeah, wow! So it's really a great, you know, opener.
Yes, it is. But once they walk off, I never hear from them again. No, I managed to get a couple of phone numbers and various ladies, but there's nothing further after this.
Well, make a bunch of them out of paper, and write your phone number in it. And then when the next girl comes up to you and asks you what it is, say, here's your very own with my phone number in it.
And the problem is, a lot of the girls are a little too young. Now, I'm not even allowed to take a photograph.
You want to get away from the school, like, you know, stay away from the school grounds.
You know, it doesn't work well, really.
Yeah, you got to stay away from the playgrounds.
Well, it's like, you know, I'm walking around normal shops and shopping malls and cafes, and then it just seems that I'm being approached by all these 17 and 18 year olds. And
yeah, it's a curse, huh?
It's a curse.
Well, you know what? We're gonna close up by calling in the light. While you're trying to remove your curse, I'll be trying to grab it.
Okay.
Hey, Dom? Hello, Dom.
Yeah, Dom, Dominic, or Don?
Don. Don, listen.
Say Don or Dom. I can't quite hear you.
Yeah, it's Don.
Hey, Don?
It's the dawning of a...
Hello, Don.
Don.
Yes.
Hey, Don?
Yes. We're here.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, you are doing a great job yourself. I think you're better than the two of us. I mean it.
Well, thank you.
I think it should be the Don Show and maybe occasionally win. Because I'm listening to you. I mean, what do you want to bother with me for? I'm just a pain in the ass.
Well, like I said, Wynn, I love you.
I know.
But you seem to think that's just...
Well,
you should know that I love you because I spank you. And my mom, you know, she did the same thing, and she loved you too.
Yeah.
And sometimes you need a good swatting. We need to pull your bloody diapers down. They're not bloody, are they? And then we need to spank you. And it's only because we love you.
Good.
Okay?
So
let's call in the light.
All right.
And close out the show.
All right.
Dominic, stick around. We need your power.
Okay.
Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy through our bodies and to the center of the earth. And right now, those of you who are listening, who would like to intend a group energy where we can merge our energies in other dimensions and invite those positive service to other sources to join with our energy and create a huge conglomerate of white light. You could call it white light. And just for a moment, hold that energy and let's put the principle of peace, compassion, empathy into that energy and onto our planet. And on that note, this is the Don and Wynn Show. We wish you all a good night. It may be the Don Show in the future, with Wynn coming in occasionally. Now that I've taught Don how to do a show, he's doing his right job by himself. Don, I turn it over to you.
All right. Thank you, folks. Thank you, Wynn. Thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. Dominic, we love you. Thank you for calling in. Always a pleasure. And to our listening audience, don't go away. We got a fireside chat coming up with Zany Mystic. Now, there's a show you don't want to miss. That's one of my favorites. I'll be here. Stick around.
I love you.